As promised, on the air with us today is Amador County Sheriff Gary Redmond. Gary also serves as the director of the Office of Emergency Services. In that capacity, yesterday, he declared a state of emergency for Amador County. Not only does that help, as we've said this morning, with getting boots on the ground, but also with financial aid, not only currently, but in the weeks and months to come as we clean up from this current disaster. Sheriff Redmond, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
We're going to go over some figures here for you. If you know any different, just chime in. Here in Amador County, approximately 5,300 customers still without power. The bulk of those in the Buckhorn area, Pioneer, Pine Grove, Calaveras, about 5,500. And the bulk of those are 4,000 people in the Arnold area today. At your request, PG&E deployed generators to the Amador County AFPD Station 111, also Mace Meadows. I understand that the warming center will be opening soon in Mace Meadows. Is that true?
That's what I'm trying to determine right now. The generator did get hooked up last night at Mace Meadows. Obviously, our OES generator, we had some compatibility issues with cables that just weren't working. So PG&E, I reached out to them, and they immediately got us a generator. It's hooked up. This morning, I'm trying to determine if it's up and running so I can get a hold of the director for Health and Human Services and Red Cross, who we're partnering with to run that warming center. So I should find out shortly. Right now, our guys are on a mission with our track razor to get into an 80-year-old elderly person to get her fuel, some firewood. So that's really their main focus this morning.
And from what I understand, you're working out of what, the AFPD station on Meadow Drive? Is that where this is coming out of?
That's correct. So I talked to AFPD Chief Wyatt yesterday, and we got the razor up there for his folks to also utilize it because they are mission tasked to performing some of those functions.
Now, Sheriff Redmond, we've had a couple of people ask us about this. On the fuel cards, you also authorized the use of fuel cards for the purchase of fuels for needy residents and so forth. Is that for generators or for vehicles? What can you clarify that for us?
So I'm leaving it up to my patrol folks to determine what an emergency or what needy is. And it's people that aren't able to purchase fuel or need fuel brought to them. We can purchase it. I've authorized them to buy gas cans, whatever they need to get these essential supplies into people.
Now, PG&E still with the restoration times of today through January 5th, have you heard any different on that?
No, I should be getting a what I, we call a sit rep at about 9 o'clock this morning. And my rep, I've already been talking to her this morning. So that's generally when it comes out, 9, and then I should get another one either around 1800 or 6 p.m. or a little later. The one came in pretty late last night.
And from what we understand, they're working on a prioritization restoration plan of critical and essential customers like gas stations, grocery stores, medical facilities, fire stations, getting those up and running, and then moving into the housing areas.
That is what came out from PG&E, and that's what they're determining how they're going to attack it. I've voiced my opinion that they need to get everybody's power on. I understand the gas stations and grocery stores are affected, but it's the concentration of people in those neighborhoods that we really need to get the power on because they're the ones without heat, without water, etc.
Yeah. I've just received apparently state of emergency order for California as well.
The governor did that, his proclamation. So
yesterday,
by doing ours, that gives once he did his, we're included in that proclamation. So now we can put in for the reimbursement. We've already sent out all the information to all the departments that are affected with the damage assessments, and we need to have those done by January 4th, and I've got to get those to the state. So that's our first wave of reimbursement for costs, damages, et cetera. Gotcha. And then with this other storm, I may do another proclamation with the other storm, because this new storm will be considered a different incident.
And I understand also that 35 vegetation crews are being brought in to work this. That's amazing if you think about that. Again, boots on the ground, these crews working to clear down trees for access and getting it ready for PG&E crews to come in and work to get the power restored. For some reason that number just hit me as amazing. Think about that.
It's a lot. They're like I said,
and that's crews, not individuals. That's crews.
Exactly. Full crews. But it needs to happen. And we still can't get some of the roads plowed until PG&E gets in there, clears the trees out of the down lines. And I tell you what, our public roads, Caltrans, they are doing an amazing job. Our volunteer firefighters and fire department, AFPD, all these agencies are, they're basically burning chainsaws up, doing what they can.
Yeah. Now, Sheriff Redman, if someone is in need, they're in the Buckhorn, Barton, Mace Meadows, Amador Pines, Pioneer, Pine Grove area, if they are in need and they're alone or what have you, don't have contact with anyone else, should they call the sheriff's office for help? Do you want phone calls directed to you? And if so, do you want them via 911 or by regular landline?
However they can get a phone call to us.
Okay.
It really doesn't matter. And yes, we've been very open since day one to call us. We have done hundreds of welfare checks. We've hiked in, we've put chains on, we've helped people fill up their generators. We've cleared driveways, we've shoveled snow. We're continuing those efforts. Like I said, my patrol folks are out on a rescue mission right now with that track vehicle to get in.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add, Sheriff?
You know what? I appreciate everybody's support. We're doing everything we possibly can. This proclamation, we have a 7-day window. It really didn't matter whether we did it on day one or I did it yesterday. I just want to make that clear that it doesn't change anything. We're in that time frame to be able to get that reimbursement, and that's what's critical. But since day one, we have been coordinating with PG&E, with Public Roads, all the agencies to try to get as much help into those locations as we possibly can.
Gotcha. All right, Amador County Sheriff and Director of Emergency Services, Gary Redman, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. And everybody, please be safe and stay warm.
All right, thank you, Gary.